Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, August 24th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and six other Republican presidential candidates, but not former President Donald Trump, sparred in a combative first primary debate. Some of last night's most intense exchanges came when talk turned to Trump's actions after he lost the 2020 election, though there was only brief criticism of the former president. Most of the candidates signaled they would support Trump as the GOP nominee, even if he is convicted of a crime, with only former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson indicating they would not. Trump, who polls show has a substantial lead over the rest of the field, skipped the event, opting to be interviewed by former Fox News host Tucker Carlson on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. In the interview, Trump largely ignored his challengers, instead focusing his criticism on President Biden. China has suspended the import of all fish and other aquatic products from Japan after that country began releasing into the Pacific Ocean slightly radioactive wastewater from the Fukushima nuclear power plant. China accounted for more than a fifth of Japan's aquatic exports last year, making it the world's biggest customer for the country's seafood. Tokyo has said Beijing's import restrictions aren't rooted in science. And Australian energy company Woodside has reached a preliminary deal to head off a labor dispute at some of its natural gas export facilities that had stoked global price volatility. The agreement should ease concerns of a sudden drop in gas exports from Australia as European countries prepare for their second winter since Russia's invasion of Ukraine disrupted traditional energy markets. That said, one fly in the ointment remains, with Chevron workers this morning voting to go on strike if they are unable to reach a better bargaining agreement with the U.S. energy giant. Stock markets in Asia ended the day higher and European shares rose in early trading. U.S. stock futures were mostly higher ahead of a report on weekly jobless numbers due out this morning. And the Federal Reserve's annual symposium kicks off today in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news in the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.